Looking ahead to our Saturday 6 selections, where 4 will run at Ascot and 2 at Haydock. Starting with the couple of selections at Haydock, in the 2:05, it's the Betfred Supports Jack Berryhound's Handicap Hurdle. 8 runners scheduled to face the starter. And here, Jaguar is an intriguing runner, trained by Ollie Greenall and Josh Coero, who sadly see Eric Carroll out for the season, owned by J.P. McManus. This one also owned by J.P. McManus, and it's the mount of the very promising Kevin Brogan, champion conditioner a couple of seasons ago. Jaguar has only 2 career runs. One was at behind a horse called Secret Tattoo in Otoy on desperately heavy ground, and then missed engagements on good to soft ground, but was second to In the Water Side at Aintree, again on very heavy ground. Just the 2 runs, the rules have changed with handicaps. If the money seems to have come from already, and I think this fella will take the world of beating. The second of our 6 goes in the Betfred Hotshots Handicap Chase at 2:40, and Real Stone done us a turn a couple of weeks ago over course and distance. Now, so his nearest 2 markers rivals on the day didn't jump a fence, but this fella was happy to bowl along in front. Tristan Durnell is good value for his £5 claim. His main markers rival may well be by the same token, owned by the Downtown Syndicate here in Galway, headed by the Munro brothers. Gets a pound off Dan Skelton's charge. I don't know will by the same token be suited by the nature of the track at Haydock. I think Real Stone will take all the beating. The third of my selections would go in the Long Walk Hurdle at Ascot. And here I'm going for the old 11-year-old champ. Yes, 11 years of age, but a lot of the contenders here, the likes of Paisley Park is 11 also. Dashiell Drasher is 10. Crambo could go off favourite here, trained by Fergal O'Brien. He has been impressive. West Balboa. Blue King Doru, the 4-year-old, steps up markedly in class for the race he's won for Paul Nichols, but has plenty of experience. West Balboa, don't know for me, won the up in Weatherby, but champ runs well fresh. We'll all remember the day he got up to win the Sunny Lions Chase at the Cheltenham Festival. He's aborted the chasing career. He won first time up last season, won the long distance hurdle when he beat Paisley Park in an absolute thriller. It's interesting that Henderson has bypassed that this year. He has been on record as saying this horse is best fresh, and I can see where he's coming from, and this is the time to catch him, and John Joe O'Neill Jr. is doing the steering. The next selection, the 4th of my selections, goes in the handicap chase, the Silver Cup handicap chase at 3:00. Victorino is only a 5-year-old trained by Venetia Williams. Got a £4 hike for a good success here last time when getting the better of a couple of rivals, including Yeah Man, who from the Gavin Cromwell, who I think might have been beaten at the last when he tipped up in that contest. He, on that occasion, the performance of Victorino was very, very good. He's only a 5-year-old, as I say. He carries 12 stone, but he beat First Flow, who's a very good horse, at Eldorado Allen. And I think there's more improvement to come. Charlie Deutsch is the Venetia Williams stable jockey. He's here. He could have went to Haydock as well. I just think this horse is progressive, and doesn't, you can make cases for others, but I want to be with this guy. The next selection, the 5th of them in the final race, the Betfair Exchange Premier Handicap Hurdle. Nicky Henderson and JP McManus are dominating this. Iberico Lord won the Greatwood Hurdle at Cheltenham back in the Paddy Power meeting. Good performance, but Impose Etoile won the Novices Handicap Hurdle, where there was a fair few horses plotted up, and that Novices Handicap Hurdle will throw up winners, always does. That was his second win. John Joe O'Neill Jr., in my personal opinion, is a better jockey than Nico de Boinville, and we'll see more improvement come out of Impose Etoile. Iberico Lord was the mount of Nico de Boinville here. Does he have a choice? I don't know, but I want to be with Impose Etoile in this, in what is a wide open affair. But the nap of my 6 goes in the 1:50 at Ascot. The handicap chase over 2.25 miles. Conor O'Dwyer's El Barra pulled up in his season appearance, tops the weights with Charlie O'Dwyer taking 5 off. But the one you have to be with here is Captain Mathan from the Paul Nichols yard. The 8-year-old was in touch to the second last when 4th in the race won by Boot Hill, who beat First Flow and a couple of other promising sorts here over this course and trip. This fella would be tailor made for this. It's a drop in class. That was a class one handicap. This is a class two. He gets weight from all bar one of his rivals, who's out. That's out of form, Edlin de Hoo. He's not material. Unfortunately, he's only the seven runners. You can't go each way, but you'll get about 4-1, hopefully. And it's, to me, he's banker material. That's number six, Captain Mathan, the nap for me, in the 150 at Ascot.